You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
K-State Nation, the Purple Project Podcast, weekend edition of the Daily rolls on. Eddie Greer here with you guys for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all about what's going on within Kansas State athletics. And season ends in a big-time thud for K-State baseball as they get swept. Oh, goodness gracious. I thought, yeah, they get swept by West Virginia. So, yeah, they get swept by West Virginia. They lost Thursday night, so I thought this series started. This series started when we recorded episode 100 of the Purple Project Podcast, which it is out now wherever you get your podcast. So make sure you download that as well. But, yeah, West Virginia handles K-State in the finale 5-1 here in Morgantown. West Virginia had to. K-State was knocking on the door trying to come back in this game, but the Mountaineers took care of that in the regular season finale. The Cats lost on Thursday night, and then they lost again on Friday night. And, yeah, pretty much his Pete Hughes statement says it all. Says it all right here. Pretty much easy. Disappointing, quote, disappointing day, disappointing weekend. Yeah, pretty much. And, you had an opportunity to get that 30 win like Alex talked about in that 100th episode. Obviously, we're not going to get it. yeah, this is not good to end a season like this. So, K-State now, 27-27. You finished regular season at 500. And you finished the conference season at way under 500 with an 8-16. Let me double check that. Yeah, 8-16 record in the Big 12 there as well. Dylan Phillips, of note here, made the start his first of the year in the final season with K-State. Made his first start as a pitcher on the mound. He went 3 innings in this one. He did give up 2 earned runs on 4 hits, and he did strike out a couple there as well. Christian Rubeck and Griffin Hassall came out of the bullpen there. Kind of changed things up a little bit there. Kind of surprised there as well. The only run of the game came off of Kalen Culpepper bomb there in the second inning, tying the score there. And then West Virginia answered later on in the game that broke the tie later on in this game right there. The Johnson boys, Cole and Dom, each doubled in this game. Dom Johnson, 19th double of the season, and he moved, maybe the positive of the day, move in tied for eighth place there with that. So he's made a huge impact for this team. Sadly enough, this team ain't going anywhere, obviously. We'll see how they do in the Big 12 tournament, obviously, but after that, they're pretty much done for the year. They're 27-27, especially coming off of a year where they finished 31-24. So this is kind of pretty much keeping that theme of a disappointment year in year two right there as well. K-State in losing effort only scored that lone run on 5 hits and an error, 7 on base. West Virginia scored 5 runs on 7 hits, committed no errors, and they left 6 there off base there as well. So, but there's another positive here. K-State did throw out 4 potential base stealers in this game as well. There, K-State, ugly stat, 0-11 runners in scoring position. Actually, well, yeah, they're still for anyway, over 5 with runners in scoring position, 0-11 total with runners on base. That is not going to get it done. Well, at this point, yeah, that's his recipe for losing baseball right there. West Virginia, 5-14 with runners in scoring, with runners on base, excuse me. They only went 2-8 with runners in scoring position as well. As West Virginia is now finished the year 33-20, 14-10 in Big 12 play. And we already know where K-State stands with that as well. So not much really to hang your hat on if you're a manager Pete Hughes. I mean, again, I mentioned this throughout last week's dailies, including the weekly as well. They're going to have to figure it out at some point. You want to be a good baseball team. You got to win on the road. I mean, how many times do I have to say it on these podcasts? I mean, I'm sure you know. You gotta know. You have to know. If you're a good baseball team, you have to win on the road. I don't care if it's Texas. I don't care if it's Texas Tech. I don't care if it's West Virginia. I don't care if it's Nebraska. You gotta win these games on the road somehow. And quite frankly, we're just not getting it done right now. So again, it's gonna be interesting next year to see. This pattern continues. I just don't know. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't know. I do not know how that's gonna fall. But for K-State baseball, we finished 1-11 on the road in Big 12 play. Woo! That's as bad as an ugly stat right there. And K-State is seeded 7th. Coming into the upcoming Big 12 postseason tournament there. They're going to be playing speed of Texas Tech. What is it with playing Texas Tech? I have no idea. Last year, we played Texas Tech and beat Texas Tech in one of the games last year. So here we go again, playing Texas Tech once again at Globe Life Field. So the year started at Globe Life Field, and it will end pretty much at Globe Life Field, depending on if K-State somehow turns it around, which I, at this point, going to highly doubt that. So they're going to be back at Arlington, Texas as his number 7 seed, and they will be playing Texas Tech. I believe that's a Wednesday game. First round. Yep, first round, which will be caught on ESPN Plus and the K-State Sports Network as well. So K-State, they're going to have their work cut out from there. Obviously, they play Texas Tech tough. But now you're on even playing fields with them. Can you do something with them? So we'll see what happens there in the first round of the Big 12 Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament on Wednesday afternoon. Their first round matchup with Texas Tech. So K-State finishes the season at 500. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it for this edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Weekend Edition. And stay tuned. We'll have plenty more to talk about as we get into the last full week of May, here going into Memorial Day weekend next weekend. So K-State there getting swept by West Virginia to cap off pretty much up and down 2022 season there at that. Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!